Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Crystal Mims, joined today by
Jessica Baker, Opinions Editor.
And Robert Lees, Assistant Features Editor.
Welcome to the newsroom, the people behind the paper. So this week in the newsroom, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. Fun stuff, you know. Or is it? I don't know.
Oh, dun dun dun.
Yeah. And we're also going to be talking about the BSU Black Lives Matter protest in solidarity with the University of Missouri that took place last week on campus and some of the demands they made. And we're also going to be talking about the Syrian refugees and after everything that happened with France and Beirut and things like that, just the situation that they're in now and what should be happening in that case. So yeah, we'll get started. Thanksgiving, guys. Any exciting plans? Or I don't know. Do you even celebrate Thanksgiving? What's the deal?
Well, my family celebrates Thanksgiving. I remember my favorite Thanksgiving, I cooked everything, but I guess not everyone else liked it because this year I'm spending it with my dad and his side of the family. They're just going to go to Hofstadt and buy Thanksgiving dinner. But I think part of it's because my grandmother has breast cancer surgery the day before, so maybe she doesn't want a bunch of people running around her kitchen. So,
right.
Yeah, but we celebrate it normally. I normally celebrate it with my mom and stuff, but it's just, you know, drinking, and it's the one time a year I eat turkey because I don't much like turkey.
Me neither. I never liked it. Now I'm a vegetarian, so I don't have to worry about it, but, like, oh. It was just dry, and I was just like, ugh, turkey. But
I mean,
yeah.
Also, turkey has, like, tryptophan.
Tryptophan.
Thank you. And, like, it's meant to make you, like, really sleepy, so I'm just be like...
Oh, wait, really? Wow.
Yeah.
It's
like,
an amino acid.
Okay.
I did not know that. I just know the word tryptophan. Personally, for me, my family usually, like, celebrates it every single year, but, like, we're not the greatest cooks, so, like... I had Thanksgiving last year at someone else's place because my parents moved out of the state, so I'd just be like, oh, okay, I'll go somewhere else. And I realized that Thanksgiving food can actually be really, really good. So usually every single year my family has, like, pretty bland food.
Wow.
Like, I think the greatest examples I can give is, like, we have string beans from a can.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you don't think you're the greatest cooks, why not check out Features Thanksgiving Tips and Tricks article
in
this week's issue. In fact, the two writers that work on it talked about making string beans from a can taste better.
Those are lies. Those are all lies.
Yeah, definitely check that article out. Some good tips and how to deal with family members. Are there any ever awkward situations at your Thanksgiving dinners or... Is it always usually kumbaya and, like, yay?
I think the one is, like, if you have a relative who can't eat as much. Like, my brother, he's, like, type 1 diabetic.
Okay.
So, like, he can't, like... I mean, he can control his insulin or something like that. But, like, he can't go crazy on, like, cranberry sauce or, like, really high sugary stuff. So, like, it's really awkward when I have, like, a mountain of, like, cranberry sauce on my plate. And my brother just be like, I hate you. How dare you?
I mean, I come from a big family, and there's the phrase that happy families are all alike, unhappy families are unhappy each in their own way. I probably totally messed that up, but yeah, when you have a family with, like, 9 brothers and sisters and just a multitude of cousins and second cousins and great-grandchildren, there's bound to be some people that are just going to disagree about what color the sun is. It's a
right.
Little nonsense.
That's so weird. What about you?
Yeah. Well, my family does celebrate Thanksgiving, and actually, usually, all of my family comes to my house, so my room is just, like, destroyed by the time everyone leaves. Like, all my little cousins just, like, all in my room and, like, grabbing everything, and it's fun. I guess it's good to see everyone and things like that. My mom always cooks, like, my favorite things are probably, like, sweet potato pie and, like... yeah, none of the meat stuff now, but, like, I usually eat all the sides, like mac and cheese, and yeah, so it's just a lot of eating, which I'm going to be happy to do since I'm always, like, starving out here. But yeah, I mean, as far as family things go, usually everything's pretty okay. I just feel like hearing...
You don't sound convinced. You said pretty okay.
I think it's just interesting when you get older and, like, you go off to college and you start developing your own opinions about things, and then you kind of go home and you hear, like, people make comments that you're like, now that I kind of, like, identify as, like, a feminist, or maybe, you know, things like this, it's just interesting to, or like...
if you read too much Foucault, you just be like, what you just said right there is a discursive relationship. How dare you?
Yeah,
practice your critiquing skills.
Things change, and then you just kind of go home and you're like, am I going to make this a big deal, or am I going to let this slide? You know, it's interesting, but it's always good to be home with the fam. So that's okay. But what are your thoughts on Thanksgiving as a holiday celebrated based on historical things?
Historical things. Yes. I mean, people, I don't know. At this point, like, Thanksgiving is, like, it has morphed in a lot of ways where, like, people focus it more like this is a family, like, coming together, like, is to give thanks and everything like that. But, like, when I hear people say, like, oh, yeah, we're giving thanks ever since the pilgrims started, it's be like, no, don't reference that history. Like, because right. If I don't know how to say it, a tribe, the Wampanoag, it starts with a W, yeah. Wampanoag yeah. tribe, like, they welcome the pilgrims or something like that. But then, like, something happened, but, like, pretty much, like, the Wampanoag, I can't say it right, that tribe pretty much got betrayed by the settlers there, and that just kind of, like, smear, like, the point of, like, being thankful when you literally kill the people who you should be thankful for. But I don't know. I mean, I understand people, like, say, like, you shouldn't eliminate Thanksgiving, like, completely, but, like, don't profess the history of it is pure, innocent, and, like, worthy for, like, a really stupid child's book or something like that.
Yeah, I mean... like, I don't see Thanksgiving as something like Columbus Day. I don't get why we want to celebrate Columbus. The guy was terrible. But with Thanksgiving, at least for that one day or those period of days, the people that were fleeing from England, the pilgrims and the Native Americans, actually got along for that night. And it's important for us to realize that things did go wrong. But I think we should look at Thanksgiving as like a tacit example as how to improve on our past. Maybe when there's people that... we meet and, like, you know, because the world is getting smaller and smaller, then maybe then, like, trying to massacre all of them, we should try to have a discourse and make it so everyone can get along. So maybe Thanksgiving, we should be thankful for how things get better, and we can also look at it as a way to strive towards being a more inclusive person and having a more inclusive society.
Yeah, I think, honestly, like, it's all about acknowledgement, like, okay, this is where this came from, and, you know, yeah, you know, I understand what you're saying, too. But yeah, I think it's all just, like, understand, yeah, where it came from, and then just understand where it is and, like, how it's viewed in our society today, which is a bit different. And
I mean if anything, this understanding shouldn't be, like, implanted, or this understanding shouldn't be something that's, like, taught at, like, a college level. It should be starting from, like, grade school
right,
level.
Because, yeah.
like...
they paint everything very happily when you're
yeah, I mean, like, hey, kids, grab your hand and put on a paper and make a turkey. Like,
draw a turkey, then draw you can a burning teepee.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, like, at least have them read, like, real stories on, like, the events mm-hmm. or something like that. Like, they don't need to draw a person dying from flames or something like that. But, like, at least get the narrative out there somehow or something like that. Like, it's fine to draw, like, a dumb turkey hand thing, whatever. But, like,
well, that's my best narrative. Art, man.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm criticizing your best art at this point.
I think they should rotoscope the Disney classic Pocahontas, and instead of making her like an 18-year-old woman, make her 12. That's how old she actually was.
Actually, how she was, yeah. And she died on the way to England.
Yeah, when she was only like 20. Mm-hmm. She was in her 20s, like
and
early
she,
20s.
She was married to, actually, you remember like the guy, like the weird, evil, like plump-looking guy who's in the purple armor?
Yeah.
Gaston?
No, not Gaston. That's from Beauty and the Beast. She was actually married to that guy in real life, and like historically wise, like she was actually married to like John Ratcliffe. She was actually married to like the evil guy from the Disney film.
Fact check.
I swear, I'm not betting my degree on it, but like I swear I read something like 20 like. I guess it was on BuzzFeed. Yeah, okay, don't trust me on this.
Okay.
Don't trust me on
no.
this.
Discredited.
Okay. I understand what you're trying to say.
It's okay, Jessica. I don't
it's
trust
okay.
you on
hopefully everyone knows, you know, where it came from, and hopefully they can acknowledge it in some way, but still, like, enjoy their Thanksgiving.
All right, Crystal, you know? As a vegetarian, what do you eat at Thanksgiving? Because to think about what I cook... There's corn, which is pretty normal. There's mm-hmm. green beans that normally have bacon in them.
There's That's the turkey. True. I'm like, why is there bacon?
There's turkey. There's the mashed potatoes, which the gravy is normally a meat gravy. And then there's the stuffing, which I, in my family, normally cook it in chicken broth. So do you just have dry potatoes with...
No, I have a pretty good time. I mean, I've only had one Thanksgiving so far as a vegetarian, only because it's only almost been 2 years, like in January. But, thank you.
When are you going to become vegan?
Oh, man, mm-hmm. I don't know. Never.
There's nothing wrong with eating eggs.
No eggs.
Oh, my
Think
gosh.
Of the cows and the chickens.
Think of the cows that had to lay those eggs.
I eat sweet potato pie, and I eat,
You said mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, yes, a lot of mac and cheese. And I do eat green beans, but no bacon, like, type of green beans.
Yeah.
I eat mashed potatoes sometimes. I'm just still not really a big fan of them, but I just eat as many sides as I can. Nothing with meat in it, but yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing, I just use a lot of meat when I cook because it has a distinct flavor that can't be replicated anywhere else.
That's true.
Or
there's
maybe,
a lot of brands
it can,
that try.
But I don't bother looking.
No, nothing comes close. I mean, I've tried a lot of things, but it's okay. It's all right. Well, I hope you guys have a good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yay,
happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Don't go out Black Friday. Spend time with your family. Don't
think
be
of
like,
the history.
Don't be like those people camping in front of Best Buy that I detest.
Man, I need a new laptop, though. Okay.
You do.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom, broadcasting on KUCR 88.3 FM, streaming online at KUCR.org, on the KUCR app from the App Store, or the TuneIn app on Android. Okay, now we're going to get into the BSU-led protest that happened last week that was started in solidarity with the University of Missouri, where a graduate student, Jonathan Butler, went on a hunger strike to protest the racist climate on campus towards students of color. And after support from the football team and other students, the university's president and chancellor both stepped down. And so they kind of, you know, saw that as a victory and a way to finally start discussing things happening on campus. So our campus also held a protest and made a few demands to administration, and they administration did agree to like sit down and talk with them and things like that. One thing was increasing Black students on campus, Black faculty, and things like that. So what do you guys think about the events that happened at the University of Missouri, and also about what our campus is trying to do now?
Well, I mean, like, I guess starting with, like, the events that happened at University of Missouri, I feel like the students, because, like, University of Missouri, it's in the South. Like, I imagine just, like, tensions there in terms of just, like, between different, like, racial and ethnic groups is just much more, like, I don't want to say severe, but it's just much more, like, I mean, we're from California. Like, we
you
all grew up
from honest.
California.
It's a lot worse.
It's
there.
A lot worse. And, like... I mean, as someone who only grew up in California, like, I just can't imagine it because, like, we grew up in, like, California itself is just so diverse, and, like, I'm really thankful for that, but, like, I can see why they wanted to, the students at the University of Missouri, like, decided to protest, and, like, at such a degree, like, because from what I understand, like, they made numerous demands, and, like, the president?
The president stepped down,
mm-hmm. but apparently the president, like, wasn't timely whatsoever and, like, their request mm-hmm. or something like that. Like, in comparison to, like, UCR, like, I think UCR did really good by actually, like, responding immediately and didn't pull, like, the same thing, like, the president at, like, Mizzou actually did, or the then president Mizzou did. Like, they responded on time, like, when the protest happened, and they said, mm-hmm. like, we want to do, like, because, like, you can't just brush aside these kind of protests or
right.
anything like that.
And UCPD, too, like, came out and said, because that
right.
was one of the demands, like, better communication and, like, interaction with them, too. So, like, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad things here are going a lot better than in Mizzou, because the thing is there's been a lot of reactionary backlash against these students. Like, there have been, like, at least stories, and it's probably some of them are substantiated of like white supremacist students going around threatening people.
Yeah, a lot of threats.
I think there was like a shooting at a Black Lives Matter protest in Minneapolis. And sometimes I am dumb, and I go and read Facebook comments, and so many people are like, these students are protesting, they should kick them all out of school. And it's like, what do you want them to do? There's nothing wrong with protesting and wanting to make a better life. So if, by chance, any student that is part of any sort of march to gain the equal rights you deserve is listening, keep it up, because there's going to be people that oppose you every way. But luckily, one day, those people will all be dead, and we can get into a better world.
Actually, speaking about Facebook
comments, or maybe they'll see the error in their ways, hopefully.
Oh, sorry. Just kind of going on space on like Facebook comments. I remember when I think it was like November 13th when like the events in Paris and like Beirut and like everything happened. Like I was reading for comments and like one of these comments, I'm just like, how can you make such a comparison? But like someone is saying like, okay, now like the students from Mizzou should be like paying attention. Like, this is a real matter. I'm just feeling like,
I saw a comment like that too.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people are like doing comparisons between like the events that happened in like Paris and Beirut to like Mizzou, saying like, you guys don't have any right to like protest in comparison to these people. I'm just feeling like, you can't even do that. Like, those are like different matters. This is more national. Like, you can't just like downplay one of the events because like one is more sensational and like involves terrorism or anything like that. Like, you can't. I don't know. And it was like a weird competition, like which one is like worse. Like, you can't do that. Like both the events in Paris and Beirut and like both the events that happened in Mizzou, like they would both matter. But like it was just weird how like people were trying to like I don't want to use the word downplay, but people were trying to discredit like the movement that happened in Mizzou by like comparing it to like the terrorist attacks that happened in Paris and Beirut. I'm just like, that's not productive whatsoever.
You can make a claim of underrepresentation, especially of people of color, because everyone is talking about the Paris attacks. I mean, even Facebook lets you do that tricolor filter. But, like, the day before, the day after, there was an attack in Kenya that killed way more people, and no one seemed to notice about that. So it seems like tragedies are only really tragedies, especially portrayed in the media, when it happens to a group of, you know, attractive white people. And when it happens to someone of color, it just seems like it's swept under the rug. So, but even then, like, that's kind of a weird comparison. But I don't think you can really compare an act of terrorism against civilians to a group of students like trying to get equal rights and not be discriminated against by the by their campus organization. That they don't really gel at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely different, and I'm not even sure why anyone would want to compare. I mean, they're just two different situations, like, right? You know, and so they're gonna
or
be
like
handled
using one to discredit the other is just like you shouldn't do that whatsoever.
So many
like,
tragedies happen day to day now that it's hard to keep track of them in my head.
It really is, like, right, just like, going online and like reading about things, I'm just like, man, it's a lot.
I don't know, like usually like I don't see like people trying to discredit other movements by like comparing it to another like tragic event or something like that, like especially in like media or something like that. Like, I don't see it as often, so I'm just be like, this is surprising.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, just in general with the Black Lives Matter movement and everything, it's been really surprising, like seeing people's reactions to it. Because I think more than anything, what I get from people is that they're just annoyed, and they're like, you know, kind of like, oh, why are they complaining? And like, they need to get over it and things like that. And so of course, when something happens, then gonna be like, okay, like, see, like, this is what a real problem is or something like that, because they're just annoyed with it right now. But I mean, props to the Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, they're still going, and I don't know, I think there's been improvement in some areas, and so like they should keep doing what they're doing. And I think it's important for students to protest about things they're passionate about. Like, there's definitely nothing wrong with that, especially when it comes to things like this. So
no, especially when, like, because from my understanding, like, UCI actually, like, did it, like, I think last Friday or so, and they actually, like, UCI actually is forming a task force in response to, like, the Black Lives, I think it was Black Lives Matter protests that occurred, and just, I mean, just the fact that UCR actually is deciding to do it, like, every single Wednesday, from what I understand.
They're going to try to do it, every Wednesday. But, what do you guys think about, I mean, administration has said, like, they're going to sit down and talk to them about, like, some of the requests made. What do you think about the requests, and do you think anything's going to come of it, or like maybe administration just wanted to say that at the time, or like what do you think about that.
I mean, like, one of the demands, from my understanding, was, like, increase enrollment of, like, African-American students.
Yeah, because
students.
It's been in decline, yeah.
I mean, I can actually see that, especially in terms of the fact that, like, UCs, or actually, honestly, like, a lot of, like, U.S. public and private schools in general have been, like, recruiting, like, international students a lot more because international students pay bank to, like, go to U.S. schools and everything right. like that. Like, I tutor at the ARC all the time, and I get a lot of international students. I ask them, like, oh, like, how did you find out or something like that? Like, there's actually, like, a lot of recruitment to, like, international students a lot. But, like, I don't remember, like, seeing so much recruitment from the UC than, like, California itself.
Well, out of international and out of state, like, 90% of the little yeah. pamphlets I received when I was applying for college, like, come to our school, 90% of them were out of mm-hmm. California. I got one from UCI, one from Chico, and one from UCR, and then 20 from other schools.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I got one from Alaska once. I'm like, why Alaska?
Really? Wow. Alaska.
I mean, no discredit to Alaska, but I'm just like, I got no one there. But.
I think that, I think that the fact that the administration is being smart and sitting down and not just ignoring it, that's one good thing. And hopefully they can, rather than just increasing enrollment, just, I don't think there's a blanket way to do that, because you have to examine the cause of the problem. Like, maybe the discrimination or the reason that there's dropping enrollment is on our end, or maybe it's from another end. Like, maybe there's schools where there's primarily African-American students who have been getting underfunded with budget cuts. So you have to look at the cause of the problem and then seek to rectify that. But right. I think that, I think that, like, enrollment should pretty much consistently be going up. It makes sense. As our school expands, you want to see expanding enrollment, not declining enrollment.
I mean, even if we do expand, like, I do kind of hope that, like, whatever expansion is, like, it actually fits kind of, like, the diversity of California itself. Like, not to say, like, I don't want, like, international students or, like, out-of-state students to come in, but, like, if you kind of look at, like, the diversity of, like, the UCs, like, it doesn't really, like, match the diversity of California itself. And, like, the UC system said, like, we are here to serve California. We're here to right. serve our communities. But, like, if people from our communities are not actually, like, going into these universities in much comparison to, like, out-of-state schools and, like, I mean, I get it. Like, the UC system is, like, not only nationally known, it's internationally known. It's known. Like, people know the name UCLA. Like, when I went to Japan, I went to, like, England, people knew, like, a bunch of UCs.
Right.
Some people knew about UCR. Like, they're big That's names. Weird. Yeah, it was weird.
Ooh,
there was a person who was really into agricultural studies. It was really funny. Wow. and, like, pesticides. But, like, people know the name. So I understand, like, why this might be a larger problem in this case for, like, the UC system in comparison to, like, other, like, state schools. But, like, I think we should still strive to, like, have a diversity. It's like something like California's.
Well, you know, if public education was free, we wouldn't have to worry about collecting money from out-of-state tuition and international tuition. Just saying.
UCs,
we're a public
get
school.
On it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see, like, what comes of, you know, the talks and if the protests will continue and things like that. But we will definitely see. We'll see. Lastly, we're going to be talking about the Syrian refugees and after the terrorist attacks, the things that are now going on. So what are your thoughts on them being shut out and, like, just people's reactions after everything?
They shouldn't be shut out. Like,
right.
Because from my understanding, like, a lot of people say, like, we should shut out Syrian refugees because, like, potentially there might be a terrorist in the midst.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, like, no. The people who are Syrian refugees are running away from the terrorism, for one. Like,
if anything, if we shut them out, ISIS is going to look pretty good. They offer you pay and, you know, job advancement and food. So if anything, if we shut these people out and they have to stay in Syria, if anything, we're just going to increase ISIS's numbers because, you know, ISIS is all-inclusive, and if we're not being all-inclusive, they're going to look like the better option. I'm glad California is not shutting the refugees out. In fact, I don't even get why there's quotas for refugees. I always thought it's like, you know, the whole we yearn for your huddled masses coming in, like bringing people in and making them American citizens. Wouldn't that, you know, bolster our economy and, you know, do a lot
I
of
mean,
good
like,
things?
Also, like, I don't know if the number, I don't know if, like, where
I think California is supposed to be 10,000.
10,000 refugees are coming close to coming?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, yeah. I don't know. People jump to conclusions and then don't know the entire story. Like, I don't know, most of the things I've heard have come from people that I know have no idea what's even going on. You know what I mean? And
which is insane.
But then, of course, there are people, like, who should know what's going on and still say ignorant things. Like, there are a good amount of Republican governors who are just like, oh, yeah, no, like, they're not going to be anymore.
ISIS, sure.
Yeah, so, I think it's a situation where hopefully students on campus and everyone can get informed and learn more about it so you can form your own opinion. But, yeah, I think they definitely shouldn't be shut out, especially for reasons that don't really hold any validity.
No, or, like, I don't know. I mean, if anything, like, I hope, like, people understand, like, this is not the first time that, like, specifically America itself, like, on a national level, has shut out refugees. Like, right. A really good prominent example that comes to mind was, like, before World War II, like, America wasn't open to, like, accepting, like, refugees who were Jewish trying to escape, like, the Nazi regime. Like, they were pushed back and said, like, no, you gotta go back to Europe.
Or the Irish or the Vietnamese after the Vietnam War. It's just, we have a long history of denying access to refugees.
And it's just, it's very hypocritical as a nation that who we pride ourselves to be, like, we're, like, a nation made up of immigrants. Like, no, we're shutting out
the
future immigrants.
We're refugees, and we're celebrating Thanksgiving.
See.
If anything, like, I wish people, like, also understand, like, we actually have a repetitive history of just shutting out refugees for a long time. Like, it's over, like, definitely over 100 years. But, like, yeah.
Yeah, so, I think after the attacks and things that happened, I mean, I've been kind of trying to stay updated. There have been things happening, like, on a daily basis, and just, I don't know. Just stay informed. That's what I'm going to say, lastly.
I like how you can just feel the mood has dropped from somewhat like, giddy with Thanksgiving, and now we're all somber. Everyone's leaning forward.
Yeah.
Hey, heavy stuff.
Oh, the mood went
Happy
from like turkey to terrorism.
Yeah. Well, that's how we're going to leave you here on the newsroom. No, I will say for the rest of the week, you know, just like I said before, stay informed, but enjoy your Thanksgiving. But, you know, and if you hear your friends saying dumb things, correct them. Do not be afraid to.
Good friends don't let friends be ignorant.
Yes, you're right. This has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The Newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the Associated Students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. Once again, enjoy your Thanksgiving, but also remember that finals are coming up. So if you eat and sleep through the entire break and do not study, maybe things won't go well for you. But I hope they will, because that's probably what's going to end up happening to me.
Oh my God. Okay, well, with that said, I actually recommend, or actually, if someone does this, please inform me, but if someone eats a turducken, which is
what?
An amazing invention.
Yes,
a chicken stuck in a
duck
into a turkey. With stuffing in between all those layers. If someone eats that, please tell me, how was that experience? Is it comparable to foie gras? And how do you feel to eat something that was in something else? That's it.
I'm glad the Hunger Games are over.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Come on, Robert. Yes!
Okay. Now in harmony.
And now his watch has ended.
All right. Thank you for listening, guys.